So we shift from those kind of harsh words that Jesus had for the Pharisees and the scribes, and now this stern warning to us, his disciples, about the reality of the final judgment at the second coming. So how do we respond to this passage and to this warning? Maybe we can think about how we responded to the impending hurricane over the past few days, past week. Most of us probably are used to the hurricane warnings and predictions, and most of us in Jacksonville assume that we're relatively safe. So we might do a couple of things, but we won't really prepare for the worst. We just assume it's just one more thing, we'll get through it. How do we think that people in Cedar Key or along the bend were preparing for the hurricane in these past few days? Were they as nonchalant as many of us were? That same impending reality is what Jesus is preparing us for. And we hear this prediction so often, and it's been 2,000 years, and so for some reason we assume that we have more time. But that's not what Christ is calling us to, that expectant heart. It's an anticipation of encounter. But it's not one of doom and gloom and hoping that we don't get caught for misbehaving. It's not one of hunkering down and hoping that we can survive these 3 days of darkness that are coming. This fear that so many people seem to like to live in. It's more like the wife who's waiting for her soldier to come home after being on deployment for 3 months. It's this giddy excitement that I finally get to see him again. That he promised me he's coming home, and I know it's true, and I can't wait. So everything is ready so that when he arrives, we can enjoy our time together. It's a much different perspective than being afraid of what's going to happen when Daddy comes home. But many of us live in that fear. St. Paul is writing to the Thessalonians in the first reading these days. And he's rejoicing about their faith in the midst of persecution. He went away and he's being persecuted. They're being persecuted. But he's receiving word about how they are remaining faithful. And so their faithfulness gives him the encouragement and the joy to continue his mission. Because he knows that they will be encountering each other again. And he's encouraging them to let love abound in their life, to be overcome with the love of God. And this is how we should be responding to the impending doom of their world, because we know that Christ is coming. And many of us probably won't be here at the second coming. Many of us will die before then. Maybe some of us will die today. But it's nothing to be afraid of if we live our life according to God's will. This isn't like we don't go on a death wish and we're not happy about it. But it's going to happen. And are we ready? Are we excited with anticipation to encounter the one for whom we're made? The one for whom we should be longing for to receive? And for those of us who have the grace to be at daily Mass, we don't have to wait much longer because Christ will be here in just a moment. Are we awake? Are we ready?